July 14th, 2016. It's the Watt from Pedro Show.
drown, drown it, drown, oh, drown it, drown. Drown it, I drown, oh, oh. Drown it, oh, drown, drown it, my friend. I hope I don't have to go say it again. If I die, damned if I get in the cave. For joy, for no more, my soul to ordain. Keep guessing, keep your ship with representing. I'm up infested with suggestions of the biggest mention. And if it takes so more than 3 days, do you make you wait to me? All new kind of you you've introduced. All new kind of you you've been reduced to. An all new kind of you I found. Let's drown it, oh, drown it, drown it, I drown, drown, drown it, oh, drown, drown it. Drown it, drown, drown it, drown, drown it, drown it, oh, 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 drown it, oh, drown, drown it, keep on drowning it, oh, oh, drown it, oh, keep drowning it, oh, oh, once you let drown it go.
Watch for Pedro show here in Pedro, but at my pad. Now, Brother Matt's still indisposed because of his teaching schedule, but come September, I think he's going to be able to rejoin. He was very sad, though.
Yeah.
I'm talking to my guests here, people. Let me tell you first, start with John Coltrane, the night we called it today with Milt Jackson. And Drown It by Law, my guess. Introduce yourself, guys.
I'm Jacob Noel from the band Law.
I'm Logan.
I'm Aiden Palacios.
Nick Aguilar.
Okay. This is a quartet. If somebody asks you where you're from, because you guys, well, a couple of you, Pedro.
We're all over the place.
We're all over the board.
But you would say Southern California.
Yeah.
You would say Southern California.
You're Strong Beach?
Yes.
Yeah.
Gardena.
Gardena.
Yeah.
Torrance.
My sister, there's a school, a junior high called Perry.
Yeah.
She taught there.
Oh, really?
She had me do a talk with this, like, second, third graders or something. They were pretty together, man. Yeah. It blew my mind. Perry.
Yeah.
Yeah, Drown It. Let's talk about first music experience. What's your oldest... Jacob, your oldest musical memory?
Well, I remember I didn't much like music at all until I saw Tenacious D in The Pick of Destiny, a movie. Yeah, with Jack Black and Kyle Gass. Yeah, that's my first time, my first musical experience. My first musical memory entirely. Oh, my mother played for me so many records and albums of hers growing up.
A lot of cats are like that. The first music they heard was in the pad.
It was exactly, you know, in my crib, right? You know, my mom's spinning records, that kind of thing. So it always had a big part,
And you got music in your family.
Exactly, right in the blood. Yeah, my dad's mom too. His biological mom, she was a professional flautist.
Wow.
And so yeah, and of course his dad always played guitar like at family functions and what have you. So
got
you know,
so you got music in the family.
Big in the family.
Logan,
definitely.
Remember your oldest memory?
Yeah, it's similar. It's like in my living room when I used to live in Torrance, and my dad, I think, playing Slayer.
Slayer. Wow. Yeah, right on. Yeah. And, these are younger men here, people. Hey, your pop went to high school with me. So did big man here.
Yeah. My earliest recollections are just my dad to just spin double nickels all the time. And like my first song.
Really? Minuteman?
Yeah.
Wow.
I remember just like really clearly hearing Jesus and Tequila a lot when I was little.
Okay,
D-boom. So that was some of my first like recollections of that.
You know, with me, first band I ever really, you know, clicked with me was Rush, because my dad played, like, the Signals tape in his Ranchero when I was little.
In the car.
In the car, yeah. And that was, like, you know, when I first got
Ranchero pickup.
Yeah. 66.
Yeah.
So that was, you know, my first experience.
Okay, so this is as listeners.
Yeah.
Jacob, how'd you get involved with wanting to do music?
Well, you know, me and my friend growing up, we always had the idea to do it. And then one day I came up to Long Beach, and Miguel introduced me to Nick, and we formed Law.
You mean you hadn't been playing yet?
Well, I had been playing acoustic guitar, but
yeah,
only...
Yeah, how'd you get on that?
Well, when I was 12 years old,
yeah.
You know, I felt like something I wanted to do to sort of... I don't know, I felt like it was in my blood, and I kind of had some sort of, you know, strange itch to get on with it. And my grandpa taught me a few chords on his pad, right? And so,
where'd you
yeah.
get the guitar? Like a present?
It was actually my father's acoustic guitar.
Oh.
Well, it was originally my grandpa's guitar, yeah. My grandpa had this big Gibson Dreadnought, and it had been broken so many times over because my dad would, like, you know, take it and go to parties with it and that yeah. sort of thing. And it'd get all broken and busted up. And when I had it, you know, the whole neck was redone and everything and stock and everything like that. So it was like, and it was real hard to play because it's this big dreadnought with these steel strings. And so learning on that,
and
definitely.
And who gave you lessons?
My grandpa at first just taught me the basic open chords.
Sure.
And then after that, it was just asking buddies advice on what to do, what, how to do what. And now
did
I'm.
You play the records?
Yeah. I played to my favorite songs, tried to emulate them. Exactly.
Copy.
Also jamming with friends, too. It's a big way. Just two dudes, two guitars.
Just
yeah.
acoustic?
Yeah.
Pad. Logan, bass.
Oh, well, actually, my first instrument was guitar.
Yeah. Was it one in the pad?
Well, no, it's actually a funny story. In fourth grade, it was Black History Month, and we had to pick someone to do a report on, and I chose Jimi Hendrix. I didn't know him. And so after
they
that,
say, okay, learn Jimi Hendrix guitar.
Yeah, well, so I got really
that's
into him. So I begged my dad and they got me a guitar. And then so,
electric or acoustic?
Electric. And then,
so you got an amp?
Yeah. And then in fifth grade, the next year, I took a bass class through my school.
You had music in your school?
Yeah, there was a music teacher. It was
No, but music's been killed in a lot of schools.
Yeah, it has.
That's why Lee told me. Why he set up that Silver Lake Conservatory, because when he went back to high school where he learned trumpet, they had gotten rid of the program, Fairfax
High.
That's unfortunate.
That's bitching they had music in school. Because,
yeah.
you know, in the old days, like Eric Dolphy, and these guys come out of high school music programs.
Right, yeah.
So it really sad. So you learned bass in school.
Yeah, fifth grade, learned bass. And then when I went to middle school, I did band, and I played the bass in band.
Oh, wow, and bass guitar, not a double bass.
Bass.
Stand up.
No, it was electric, actually. It was
I'm talking stand up, because my...
Oh, yeah.
My days...
Right,
you were
part
of an orchestra in the old doghouse, you know? But you had a bass guitar with an amp.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was cool.
Wow. And what... I'm just curious. Why did you make the move? Because usually it's the other way around.
Oh,
from bass. You play bass because nobody else will do it.
Well, you played drums, too.
Well, yeah.
Is that right?
Well, okay, I don't know. It was like, I really don't know why I made the switch. I guess it was because they didn't offer a guitar class. It was only a bass class. Because it was for, it was to, like, prepare you for band.
Did you get rid of the guitar?
No.
Okay.
I don't play it anymore, but, like...
It's just at the pad.
Yeah, it's sitting there.
My dad always had his guitars laying around the house because he played in bands and did stuff.
So it's in there.
Picked it up from that.
Yeah.
Both the nice, like, old 60s Fenders that he'd have. Like,
yeah, nice.
Yeah.
How old?
They're like...
No, how old are you?
Oh, like six. I was six when I got
really young.
My first little mini Strat.
Oh, you mean that's smaller?
He had his own really nice vintage 60s ones, but he got me the little cherry red. Choir.
Were you stoked?
I was. So I did
that's
that.
That's so cool, man.
Did you do lessons? Or did he
He kind of got me started. I never did, like, private lessons, but I did through my middle school and my high school.
Yeah.
I played guitar in middle school, and then...
So they had music classes?
They did as well, yeah. They did. And in elementary school, too. No, I grew up in Torrance. I live in Torrance, actually, but I spent so much time in Peter that I kind of stay up from
Peter. Which, there's four Torrance schools.
Oh, right? I went to Torrance High.
The old...
Yeah, the old, would have been East.
By downtown. Torrance. Well, the SST used to be on Cabrillo.
Oh,
in that downtown.
Yeah, I know that.
There was a dentist office by the Kennedy.
Yeah.
There's a weird memorial for JFK that looks like a toilet bowl.
Yes.
And what they were thinking, you know. Whoops.
Yeah.
Then it's this big.
Yeah.
A kelp.
Yeah, that's where it is, like a kelp.
I did that
big
that
man,
middle school.
Nick?
Well, I tried playing guitar first when I was like 8 years old, but it didn't really click with me, and I just kind of put it down. But then I heard my neighbors.
Well, why? What, was her guitar at the Pat?
Yeah, no, like, my grandma, she just bought me this, like, cheap acoustic one.
Oh, for a present.
Like, yeah, for a present for, like, Christmas. It was, like, $100 at Target or something. And I still have it, and, like...
You didn't like playing.
Yeah, I didn't really like playing. It wasn't for me.
So the drums.
Yeah, and then...
What do you think made you go towards drums?
What made me go toward drums was my neighbors who lived down the alley from me at my old house on 20th Street in Pedro. Yeah. They were, like, playing music all the time outside their garage. And yeah. Me and my dad went over one day, and one of the kids who lived there played guitar, and he was like, hey, you should learn how to play drums so we can jam. And that was pretty much it.
Ah, so you could be... fit in...
Pretty much.
...in a group. And, did you get a drum set, or did
yeah,
you play
that? Yeah, I got a drum set probably like 5 months after I was jamming.
I'm curious. Did you do the pot and pan thing?
Oh,
I've had some guests, and that's what they started up.
Yeah,
on
I believe it.
Pan.
I don't know how they do that.
Pretty
yeah.
awesome. Kind of loud.
Yeah, for like yeah. the first 5 months of
and,
playing.
And they're like wood spoons.
Yeah. yeah. For like my
or first metal spoons. What a racket.
For like my first 5 months of playing, I would just have to...
Well, you know, there's the talking drums, right, with the... Notes.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
I think those are oil cans. They flatten out spaces to make notes.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah, Caribbean thing.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So,
yeah, for like,
and they use little metal rods.
That's funny.
That's dope, man.
For like my first 5 months of playing, I had to play at like my friend's house, and that's when I got my practice. But then for Christmas,
well,
I got
his.
Yeah, yeah. I had his little set there. But then I asked for a drum set for Christmas, and I got like a Ludwig accent combo.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's good for first kid.
Yeah. It's really, yeah. Really, I still have it.
Yeah, let's play some music.
Je You can tell them my dreaming's perfect. Full logarithmic howls.
My jowls.
A different sleep colors my eyes black.
A different sleep colors my eyes black.
Grandma lives in the mountains. That is where I want to go. Tall pine trees and winding roads. On the way to Grandma's house. Well, hark, I hear my old hound dog baying. Betty's treat a squirrel a coon. Wish I brought along my rifle on the way to Grandma's house. Walk through a field of clover on the way to Grandma's house. Step across a stream of water on the way to Grandma's house. Well, hark, I hear her old hound dog a-baying. Betty's treat a squirrel a-coon. Wish I brought along my rifle on the way to Grandma's house. Remember how she told me stories when I was a little boy. How the settlers fought the Indians to make the house and home a joy. Well, hark, my old hound dog is a-baying. Betty's treat a squirrel a coon, which I brought along my rifle on the way to Grandma's house. Sister Sue got lost one day. Guess she wandered off the road. Found her body tucked away, naked in a hollow log. Well, hark, I hear my old hound dog baying. Betty's treat a squirrel a coon. Wish I brought along my rifle on the way to Grandma's house. Old Black Bill lived all alone. Never saw him at the store. Burned him till he was just bones, and burned him just a little more. Well, hark, I hear my old hound dog baying. Betty's treat a squirrel a coon. Wish I brought along my rifle on the way to Grandma's house.
The sun has decided we're all in. got my style, I've got a home. It's neither up, it's neither down. I don't have time to sing my song. Collect the pieces of my heart, and first I watch it fall apart. My eyes is what you read in all the papers, that's what I said. My edict's written on the wall, then with the moon we make a mess. A little light of a little love, a little wound up on both ends. Why are you putting me in bed? Or was it something that I said? So now you're putting me in bed. Why are you putting me in bed?
Why are you putting me?
For Pedro Show, we heard Opeon with A. This is a very tragic. This lady, 34 years old, cancer killed her. And she just had a baby.
Wow. Damn it.
Yeah, so her husband there, 17 months old.
No shit.
Yeah, life is. That's why we gotta get to it, right? You never know when your numbers. It's so sad. And she made great music. Beautiful musician. To back after that, with Dimensional Hum, Lemon Kittens, can't talk, Lice and Throw Theme, Grandma's House from Lester Bangs and Delinquents. Lester Bangs, you know what magazine he edited?
Cream and Rolling Stone?
Not Rolling Stone.
I thought he worked for Rolling Stone. Cream,
Cream, a very good magazine. Maybe he worked for that those other people, I don't know, but I know him as Cream. And one of his writers, Richard Meltzer.
Richard Meltzer, yeah.
Friend of mine.
It's funny, I thought the same thing.
Well, in the old days, we didn't have zines.
Really?
In arena rock, 70s. Yeah. There's no underground culture except there was in 60s, but it was kind of more like, what you say, like civil rights and the anti-war.
Yeah, sure.
But there was some music stuff, too. But you didn't have zines. That comes with the punk movement.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, a really good one in the late 70s was called Slash.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up being a label. But it started out as a zine.
Yeah, that
kind of big one.
Those guys from the UK came over here and started it, right? Wasn't it ran by English guys?
No, one guy was French.
Yeah.
His name was Claude Bessy.
And he passed away, right?
Smoker. Yeah. His girlfriend, Philomena. Mm-hmm. And that guy, Gary Panther, drew Jimbo for it. first record they put out was a Plugs record. Really good thing. And then there was Al in, I think, Whittier, who did Flipside, which was, those were really important. But you didn't have that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So all you knew about was commercial things that were in the, you know, that magazine you were talking about. But Cream, they would talk about other stuff. Still not the same. Zines are different.
Yeah.
Zines is part of the movement. And
interesting.
Just different. But for a merch thing you could get, 7-Eleven or whatever, Cream was good. All Invited. No. Subliminal Cow Part 2 from Mr. Susan. Higgum Flyers. All Invited. Putting Me to Be. Duo Decibel System. Bucky Pope with a Negative Example out of Madison. Quipster. Paper Teague, Brand New. Papier Teague. Now you get the French right. Name and Names. And finally, Disciplina Kichma from Belgrade. Mimoj. We're working on a proj. We found a friend of ours as a buddy. You know about Komija?
No.
A lot of the Slavs in this town are from an island off Dalmatia called Vis. And there's a town called Vis, but there's another one called Komija.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Pedro connection, and so along with Koya in Disciplina Kichma and Macedonia band called Bernays Propaganda. In fact, it's right behind you, Logan. I did a split single with him, but we're going to do a 4-song 7-inch. Jacob, tell me about Law. You kind of led on to people saying you started a band with Nick, but
yeah, we are
the beginning of Law. Was you two first?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well,
and Miguel was instrumental. Miguel's a buddy of mine. I know him from your pops' band's days.
Yeah, I met Nick and we formed Law.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Miguel,
no, I'm just kidding.
Miguel actually saw me play with you.
That's,
and that's
right.
How we found out
because
who I
he
was.
Asked,
well, yeah, that's what's so interesting, right? He sees
the. He asked
play,
for the contact info.
Is that right?
Yeah, I remember the email you sent me.
Well, they got together. I'm glad they did. They talked over email. Thank God that Nick is such an industrious, studious type that he is, that he actually responded. Because if such a thing were to happen to me, I probably would have not responded because I, you know, I'm a recluse. But but it was good that happened, and we met up, you know, a few months later then.
Yeah, that's what happened. Like, we, I think you emailed, I think that email got sent, like, July 2013, and then, like, you came up for a couple days from, because he lived in San Diego.
Yeah.
And then he came up to Long Beach, and then I met Miguel in person, and then me and him, you know, we just kind of hit it off, and then we jammed the next day, just me and him.
At the studios in,
you know the Compound Studio?
The Compound.
In
Long Beach.
Yeah, Long Beach.
Sure, I've recorded there. Yeah. That's actually Signal Hill.
Yeah, Signal Hill. Yeah. That's where Law was formed,
pretty much.
What about the name?
Okay, well, here's what kind of baffles me. Not to be too long-winded, but where Law kind of always came from is me and my buddy Dakota, who was our original bassist. Me and him came up with the name a long time ago as kids as a joke. We would tell people we were part of this pretend gang to kind of scare them as a joke. We'd be like, yeah, hey, have you heard of Law? They'd be like, no. And then they'd be like, well, you don't need to know, you know? It sounded intimidating to us,
but the
joke in our friend group is that it stood for long-ass wangs. But so it was this funny thing. Yeah, as an acronym. But over time, it kind of became this sort of meaningful adage to us. I don't know. It sort of meant this sort of way of life where we could, you know, this sort of falsely live and enjoy ourselves and without responsibilities and rules, sort of Peter Pan fantasy, which is definitely not what it means now. But anyways, at one point, we take a trip to Hawaii, right? And we bring our acoustic instruments, and me and Dakota play at, I don't know if you know Jamin Halazar, he plays in this band Thicker Than Thieves, he's like an uncle to me, and we were at his house over there, and we play this little thing, and he records us on his computer, and he sends that over to Miguel Happel, and then Miguel, he hears this small little recording of this song that we don't even play anymore in the band, and it was the first time I'd ever recorded anything technically at all, it was just on a computer, and Miguel goes and writes a song called Last Ska Song, and that he still plays to this day, and one of the lines in the very last refrain of the song is like, I just got a call from Hawaii, it's Jake Noel playing his brand new song, like, you know, something like that.
Well, it's lyrics in
the tune. Yeah, and so now it's like referencing our band, and then, you know, that kind of, and so he realized me and Dakota were doing this thing, and then, as it were happened, he says this thing, like, very quickly after he sees Nick play, it was right when we were all around that age, and then he sets this thing up, and then we come and meet Nick, and all of a sudden, Dakota was sick that day, so technically the first official jam of Law was me and Nick playing that song Getting By, which is the one we played for Jamin Halazar, and it was this cool iconic moment, and Although me and Nick didn't see eye to eye at first, you know.
He thinks that.
Nick's a Taurus, and I'm a Cancer, you see. And
like, Jake's 21 now. I met him when he was only still 16, and I was only 15. So
it's only a year.
Yeah, I know. But it was a long time ago.
Well, I just moved out of my parents' house, and so he was kind of like, you know, I was like, this guy's 15, I'm 17, and I just moved out.
It's a big deal, I think, when you're younger, just a year or two, it's like, big deal.
Well, the thing was, Jake, is because we jammed that one day, and then he went back to San Diego. I didn't hear from him or Dakota for, like, a few months.
And our marriage hasn't been the same since. Well, shut up. He never let me forget it.
But, and then I get a call, and then Miguel's saying, like, oh, they're probably, they're lazy guys. They're probably not going to end up moving to Long Beach. We'll see what happens. Don't count on it.
We were lazy guys.
It's like March 2013 finally comes.
And we're like, hey, you want
to
do the band
still? And then he calls me, and he's like, hey, me and Dakota moved to Long Beach. You still want to do the band? I was like, yeah, sure. And that was it.
In that first jam, did you wrote songs?
They were songs that he wrote.
In Hawaii, yeah. There was one was called Getting By, another one was called Flower.
Yeah.
That's the ones we played, yeah.
Do you remember the first gig?
DP Oz.
Yeah, it was with you.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, that was the first gig. Yeah. That was the very first
one.
I've
never seen you guys.
Yeah, I remember being so amazed by, like, the prospect of it, too. It was such an amazing experience. Just, like, people looking at you for an hour, it's great, you know. Such a great experience.
It wasn't scary.
No, I remember likening it.
For me, it's always been, it still is, like, getting in front of all these people. It's like having to read the report in school, you know, when you have to read.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, and you have to make eye contact or get points broken up.
Oh, man, well, I'm a big ham, so I just fit right in right
yeah,
there.
Some,
yeah.
No, some people are natural. D-Boom was never afraid.
No,
D-Boom was hard job.
Is that right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't a ham, but he was not afraid. It's my turn to play now.
Yeah. Well, Mick often says, Jake, today could you just be a singer and not a front
man? Well, I mean it endearingly. I mean it lightly.
No, he means it very endearingly. It's because I go to, I flop around on stage and I...
Well, it's because you mess with the mic stand sometimes and then you piss off the sound guy.
Well, I like to imagine it's a pole arm, you know, circa like 1500 Japan.
Keep imagining progress, right? You guys will be working on it.
Yeah.
You'll find yourself one day.
I've already found myself, you dick.
First hour of the July 14th, 2016 edition of Wap Peter Show. Special guests, Law from Southern California. Hold tight for hour two. July 14th, 2016. It's the second hour of the Watch for Pedro Show.
Sending all the time. Righteous. Righteous.
Thank you.
depression. It ruined us, it ruined us, it ruined us. The depression. It ruined us, it ruined us, it ruined us. Oh, Marilyn. Lost everything. Everything. When the winter came, we lost everything. Couldn't afford to stay.
sink into the dust, Baba and me. Beneath brush of prickly leaves, ivy strangled trees, singing our last rites of Lafuda. Homeboys worshiping God fumes out of spray cans. Our backs press up against a corrugated steel fence along the dry banks of a concrete river. Spray-painted outcomes and walls offer a chaos of color for the eyes. Home for now, hidden in weeds, furnished with stained mattresses and plastic milk crates. Wood planks thrust into thick branches serves as roof. The door is a torn cloth curtain, not before entering. Home for now, sandwiched in between the maddening days. We aim spray into paper bags, sucker them, take deep breaths. An echo of steel sounds grates the sky. Home for now, along an urban spawn's dream of muck, we gargle in a technicolor synthesized madness. This river, this concrete river, becomes a steaming, bubbling snake of water, pouring over nightmares of wakefulness, pouring out a rush of birds, a flow of clear liquid on a cloudless day. Not like the black oil stains we lie in, not like the factory air engulfing us, not a piece of plastic death in a can. Sun rays dance on the surface, gray fish fidget below the sheen, and us looking like Huckleberry Finn's Tom Sawyer with stick fishing bows as dew drips off low branches as if it were first pressed milk. We should be novas of our born days. We should be scraping wet dirt with calloused toes. We should be flowering petals, playing ball. Soon water fish do wane into a pulsating whiteness. I enter a tunnel circle, swimming to a glare of lights. Family and friends beckon me. I want to be there, in perpetual dreaming, in the din of exquisite screams. I want to know this mother comfort circle through me. I am a sliver of blazing ember entering a womb of brightness. I am a hovering specter shedding scarred flesh. I am a clown sneaking out of a painted mouth in the sky. I am your son, Ama, seeking the security of shadows, fleeing weary eyes, bursting brown behind a sewing machine. I am your brother, the one you threw off the rooftops, tore into with rage, the one you visited, a rag of a boy in a hospital bed, you ruptured. I am friend of books, prey of cops, lover of the body of women, selling hamburgers and tacos at the P&G burger stand. I welcome this heavy shroud. I want to be buried in it, to be sculptured marble and cracked to your hands. Soon an electrified hum sinks teeth into brain, then claws surround me, pull at me, back to the dust, to the concrete river. Let me go, stay entangled in this mesh of barbed serenity, but over me is a face, mouth breathing back life. I feel the gush of air, the pebbles and debris beneath me. Give me the bag, man, I slur. No way, you died, man, Baba said. You stopped eating and died. I have to go back. You don't understand. I try to get up to reach the sky, all for the lights, for this horror of his sun, to blind me, to entice me to burn. Come back. Let me swing in delight to the haunting now, to pierce colors of virgin skies, not here along the concrete river, but there, lit by tongues of flame.
Ribbons of delicious highways leading up and down hills, passing billboards and rest stops, weight scales are closed. Truck lights lead on, sons of the ribbon, leaning on it loud and long, leading the way again, on and on the green corridors, till you want to go crazy, and your eyes tight behind the wheel, driving a long ways, but you take it and ride through the towns and strive. Oh, ribbons of freeway, lead me on forever. Always a cool place to go, past old truckies and horribly dilapidated structures and houses so close. I live by the freeway, where I park my RV so I can be hypnotized by waves of automobiles, vans, and trucks. And I cut through that on my drive through my ribbon of greenway, rolling along. Let's go cruising now, past that same stupid old shitty van that will always sit there until it rots away by the old highway, 29 towards Green Bay, until I get to 45 North and Andigo, yay! Cruising along that way, always loving my green hills and trees, spinning on by the freeway.
Bob from Pedro Show started off the second hour with Cold from Law. And are we sure it was the rooftop version?
Yes, it was. Yes. Played on the roof.
Yeah, live recording.
What's the story?
Our friends at Selling Clothing.
Selling TV, actually.
Okay, Selling TV, my bad.
I'm a big shout-out.
They do, promotional stuff. You know, they have guys who film and stuff, and they just want to, you know, do us a favor and record us and...
Playing on their roof.
Playing on their roof, yeah.
Their shop, mm-hmm. their store.
Yeah. No, it was not their store. It was actually a friend's house of theirs in Huntington Beach.
A pad.
Yeah, it was like a pad.
Yeah, one
cool.
of the people they work
it
with.
It sounds pretty
have an angle?
No.
Most roofs have angles.
Not at all. It was all
this
flat.
This one was flat. Yeah. It was like Adobe style.
Exactly.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
And they had roof access. They had like a hatch leading up on the
door. All right.
It's kind of hard loading the gear
like
up there.
Like a little ladder.
Yeah,
we had
much,
to bring
yeah.
up, we had to bring the drums at like
okay,
3
Rachel Hayden. It was crazy. Brand new record from her little dream. That's Petra's sister. And then her brother, Josh, he was on the show recently. And his band, Stain, with the Depression. Lydia Lovelace, brand new, Longer. And Psychic Temple with Feral Children of the Canyon. He's Long Beach. His name, Chris Schlard. He's had me a lot of his proj. He's going to be on the show a couple weeks. King Alfred Man of Leisure. Is that a band name?
Probably.
London Road is closing down. Would you like to call your band King Alfred Man of Leisure?
I like that name. It's got a ring.
You'll remember it, barely.
Yeah, okay. Concrete River from A Moment's Thought out of Toledo, Ohio. And finally, Joe Brewer with his poem Drive Away. Do you remember the first gig at D. Piazza?
With you?
No,
with Law. Well, yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, I remember. It was weird. We have played like... We barely had any material at the time. It was like
not many pracs.
No, not many pracs. Like that was only like 2 months into us being a band. Yeah.
Okay.
So it was pretty. It was messy. And
it was very messy.
Yeah, it was very messy.
And Dakota, God. Yeah, you had another bass man. Logan wasn't there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Aiden was not there either.
Yeah. Aiden wasn't there either. It was a trio.
Yeah, it was a trio. Then.
It was. We were.
Yeah,
we
that's
were a trio.
Right. I remember. I really. Yeah. So let's talk about first Aiden, then Logan comes in the band because Dakota leaves.
Yeah, yeah.
With Logan, but Aiden, you thought you want another guy on guitar?
Well, yeah, I don't play a very good guitar, and I...
Oh, come on.
No, I mean,
Aiden's great, but...
Yeah, well, Nick introduced me to Aiden, and he shows up at one of our practices, and I went up to him, and I was like, would you like to join Law? And he said, okay.
Yeah. Wow. Nick, that's right, you guys played together with your pops.
What was it from your recollection?
Well, remember, we were in the hardcore band Short Temper together.
Chance. Actually, we did the spiel at Brother Matt's.
That was before he was in the band, though. That was right before he joined.
And Chance was what, Hermosa?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, but he lives in, I think, Lawndale now.
Lawndale?
Yeah, I think.
Okay, so just, you knew of him playing through... Nick.
Yeah, I'd met him a couple times because he plays.
And so you thought, wow, this guy'd be good for the band. Okay.
Well, yeah, he jammed with us, and I was like, man, this guy's fantastic. And how was it from your recollection joining the band?
I just remember it was like right around the new year of like right in 2015, and Nick texted me and was like, yo, we might tour this summer and we need you. So I was like, okay. We didn't end up touring. But, yeah, so that was cool.
That's coming.
That's coming. Cool.
Well, now we're touring.
Yeah.
Now we're on tour right now. But
yeah.
Okay. For the first time. But.
Yeah, I joined. It was like, I came in. They had been working on the EP, Mild Autism. And I came in like, with only 2 sessions.
Where'd you guys
left.
Do that? At Compound?
I heard of it.
17th Street Studios in Costa Mesa.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It
OC.
Was. Nice.
Yeah, so I came in. They already had the bones of all the songs and everything pretty much done, so I kind of
just
did my stuff
parts.
On top.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was right when I first joined.
And, as fate would have it, or as it were, the songs have remained the same from what Aiden put on them. Basically, we put on these guitar parts, the songs that were already pretty much finished, and those songs have remained like that. So they very much are Aiden's songs as well as me and Nick's songs.
He put the touch
Nick
on
and
them,
I's
but,
songs.
You know.
Right.
Yeah.
And Logan?
Oh, how I joined?
Yeah, it's the last few months, right?
Yeah, it's been like 3, maybe 4 months now. I'm actually Aiden's cousin. So,
that's the connect.
Yeah. And so I was always around.
Kind of family.
Yeah.
That's
all
right.
I went to a bunch of Law shows with Aiden. And
so you know all about it.
Yeah. I guess I was just a familiar face. So,
I like what you're doing. He's always been a musician.
You've been in other bands?
Actually, no, it's my first band.
Really?
Yeah, first band.
Okay.
Well, we played a lot when we were kids. We played a lot.
But like more like jams.
Yeah, more jamming, not like actually like going out and playing gigs.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I got jammed, but never really played. Never been on a stage. So, yeah, this is my first time.
I remember you first on stage in Isla Vista.
Was that the gig?
Oh, yeah, it was a huge
like
thing.
Like UC Santa Barbara.
Yeah, it was like a party, and it was a party Miguel's work. Band played.
But
Pal
we weren't scheduled
Bravo.
To play. No, we were like, dude, give us a couple songs in your set. Just let us come up there, feature us. And we took like three or four songs, to which Nick was like...
Well, like, we used their stuff?
Yeah, we used really their great. Stuff. We did like two new original songs, and then we did a Bad Brains cover. It was awesome.
We had...
Oh, Reignition?
Yeah, Reignition.
You guys usually end with that.
Yeah, we love that.
Let's listen to some more music.
Thank you. forgotten, all will be forgotten now. Bloodborne, take it out on me. Oh, let us disagree. Bloodborne, take it out on me. Oh, let us disagree. We
Watch the Pivo Show, the Broken Oak Duet with Edward the Astronomer. I think they're at a town called Worcester, England, near Birmingham. Or how do they say it?
Birmingham.
Birmingham. Like Ozzy Osbourne. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Robert Plant. Joe Bouchard, after that, we'll walk with the devil. Joe Bouchard was the bass player for Blue Oyster Cult. Big influence on me when I was even younger than you guys. Holy War from Cut out of Bologna, Italy. They actually don't say bologna. Actually, it's mortadella. It's a sausage. You know,
yeah.
Sausage. Mortadella. Yeah. Good Morning Sickness from Hell Beans. That's out of England. I think Brighton. King Harvest and the Weight from England, from York, with Bloodsport. Same area. Postcards from Jeff with Japanese Man of War. And finally, Swarm of Bees, Sinatra number one. And I think that's somewhere here in the U.S. Have all four of you recorded yet?
Not yet.
No.
You've only been in the band a few months.
Yeah. We've done little live recordings, but nothing in the studio yet.
Okay. That's what we're looking to do next with multiple people, you know.
Multiple people?
Well, we have these five songs that we want to record and make an EP out of.
Yeah.
And we have a few people who are willing to, you know, help us out and record that, and like three different people. One of them is McGill. One of them is Tommy Dubs, hopefully. He'll might be able to help us out.
Are these like producer guys, engineer guys?
Yeah, these are just engineer guys.
They're going to be playing. You guys are playing.
Yeah, but I think they'll probably be willing to help us out a little bit. You know, we just kind of want to find the sound that resonates with us the most. You know, it's like we don't know, at least me, I don't know a lot about recording, and I want to like be a lot of hands-on. I want to actually learn and know I want to find what I like. So that's what we need to do, really.
So what, you're going to like do three different sessions?
Probably.
Three different people?
Yeah,
probably.
As many people as we can.
Yeah, as many people as we can.
Yeah, the best.
And do all the tunes each session?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then see which one's more copacetic with the cat?
Yeah. Okay. That's our game.
Yeah. What we're shooting for.
Interesting.
Yeah.
God, I remember... It's a lot easier to record these days. In the old days, wow.
Awful.
Yeah, you had to spend a lot of money. There are no home studios.
Yeah, tape.
Hardly.
Tape, right?
And tape. Mm-hmm. And we never recorded in the daytime. It would be cheaper.
Oh, yeah.
To record
it's called downtime.
Yeah.
And then the tape was used. It'd be half as much.
Oh.
In those days, 30 yips, inches per second, tape, 15 minutes, $150 bucks.
Jesus. Back then,
but if you got used tape that's already been used.
Yeah.
You just erase it, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then $75. And a place that was maybe $30 an hour, or $50 an hour.
Yeah.
$25 an hour.
Yeah.
This downtime, like midnight to 8.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think only the last Minuteman record was during the daytime.
Yeah, geez.
And then you want to do them really quick. So they were kind of like gigs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, we'd do them in order so we didn't have to spend money
yeah.
a sequence.
And, like, you can only fuck up so much, too, you know? You don't want to... I mean, like, you know, you don't want to lose tape.
Take 255.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Remember James Jamerson, you know, the mm-hmm. Motown basement?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was talking about Smokey Robinson. He said, yeah, take 270, you know? He said, the groove had rigor mortis. Yeah. Smokey's like, another take these guys over and over, like, flogging it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you might lose just a little bit of freshness.
Yeah.
But, I mean, everybody's got their own way, but I like to either get it or you don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree.
That's why it probably pays to prac a little bit before you go on the studio.
Yeah, sure. I've read about it, like, online.
No, but I know dudes who write in the studio.
No, yeah.
Can you imagine spending that kind of money?
Flesh out stuff in the studio.
Yeah, there was a time in the 90s... I got a studio, $1,500 a day.
Jesus. Is that right?
Cherokee.
Where is that?
That's crazy.
Like Fairfax. Melrose. Mm-hmm. So, called Fairfax area?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sorted by Felice High School.
Oh,
right, about a block from there. Can you believe that? I like it better, economy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we're at the end of the second hour, July 14, 2006 edition. Watch Pedro Show special guest, Law. Hold tight for hour three. Eight. July 14th, 2016. Mm-hmm. It's the third hour of the Watch from Pedro Show. Mm-hmm.
Everything you think I said, I think I didn't. Warn you all away, but I don't want you to stay. Warn you out of my head. But still I keep you in my mind. Beating me up inside. I just want to know the thing. Keeping you away from me. Getting to know you better than I know myself. Everything you think I said, I think I didn't. Want you all away, but I don't want you to stay. Wore you out of my head. But still I keeping you in my mind. Beating me up inside. I just like to know the thing. Keeping you away from me. Getting to know you better than I know myself. I like you better. And I'd like to leave.
Thank you. Wisconsin has summers too. We out the party hat. The concertinas and a bottle of gin. Break out the party hat. We're together again. Break out the party hat. The concertinas and a bottle of gin. Break out the party hat. We're together again. Break out the party hat.
Lick your face up from the floor. When was there a time he told you you were beautiful, or said anything nice at all? It'd be alright if you like yourself a little bit. But as it is, you've had a life being told you're shit and believing it. Sex is bad and you think it's you. When was the last time that he made you smile? And it lasted for a long while. It'd be alright if you weren't stuck in tomorrow, thinking your time's running out and you've got nothing to say. Got a right to know. Got a right to know. Oh, I've got a right to know if you're loving somebody new. Got a right to know. Lift yourself up from the pain. When was the last time you put yourself first, or anything other than last? It'd be alright if I heard from you when things were going alright, and not just when you wanted to end your life. I don't think that he thinks what I think, 'cause if he did, then your eyes wouldn't be blood red, your hands wouldn't be so blue. And I know that it's not up to me, 'cause if it was, then your bar would burn so dim. And I know that you're gonna need him. I've got a right to know. Oh, I've got a right to know if you're loving somebody new. Got a right to know. Got a right to know. I've got a right to know if you're loving somebody new. Time, like I do when you cry. Does he treat you mean? Like all them other guys, did he treat you kind? But I'm gonna let you go. Did he treat you mean? Bitch, I don't really wanna know. Got a right to know. Got a right to know. Whoa. I've got a right to know if you're loving somebody new. I've got a right to know.
revolution.
Thank you.
For Pedro Show, we started off the third hour with Law, doing something live.
Yeah.
Where was it?
Garden Grove, I think.
It was yeah, backyard. Garden
Orange
Grove.
County.
Orange County.
I know you, mm-hmm. And you say it's your internet buzz.
Yeah, I mean, because it has like a music video right now with it, with the live song, and synced up, like, you know, it's pretty cool. It's the
with
same thing.
80,000 views.
Yeah, 80,000 views.
This summer.
Who made the vid?
Well, these are our friends over at Sullen TV, John Bayless and
where
his crew.
Where you played on the roof?
It was, yeah, it was a show before that.
This is a show before that. It was a backyard people. Party for the birthday of his fiance, I believe.
Yeah.
And it was a nice little event, too. They had their coworkers and friends and family all show up, and it was just, they had like a little pool in the backyard. We just set up with our friends over at Inhale.
Pool party.
Yeah, it was a pool party.
And, like, no one was swimming.
There was a couple guys. No, one dude was.
Oh, yeah, one dude was, like, drunk as hell.
That guy was killing it. No, that guy's nice. I got his number.
Yeah, he got my drums wet.
He does. He's a cool dude.
That's funny.
He got your drums
wet. I remember, I got one short pool story. A friend of mine I washed pots and pans with at the hospital here. He can leave $1.20 an hour. I'm not talking about the good old days. But anyway, this guy put a chemical in the pool that would make piss turn red. So his daddy's
that's
his,
evil.
His company, co-workers, well, they're bosses, right, white collar. And then all of a sudden, big red clouds around, they're all pissing in the pool.
Jeez, man. That's hilarious.
So just a short look. You guys going to, you know, they're getting the Gaffey Street pool back.
Really?
By where I practice, yeah, 36 feet.
They're reopening that?
They're redoing it.
Wow.
Money that was for a gang meeting settlement.
I never knew that.
Yeah. In fact, Brother Matt's mom was one of the people that got it happen.
Wow.
We might need to get this piss chemical, dude.
Yeah, no,
where do we get one?
Where
do we get a batch for that?
We're talking like 40 years ago or something.
I know, yeah. Probably not.
But they still probably got it.
Yeah, it's on the shelf somewhere.
Okay. You just jump in if your eyes start burning.
Yeah, you get
something
else
in there.
Yeah.
Because me and D Balloon used to do Peck Park pool, man. And, burn your eyes.
Pee-pee pool.
Oh, wow.
Pee-pee pool. No, it's all right. Pools are good, man. Kids it's all day running
time.
Around swimming. It's
sure.
It was only a quarter.
Really?
Okay, government gave me cancer by mailman. I think they're Torrance.
That's my friend's man, Albert.
They came and saw me at Long Beach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Albert, right.
Yeah, blonde kid.
The metal man with borrowed time there. They got the bass player from Comedian. Time off from Endless Contortionist. Matt there, he's now in D.C., but he went up to New York to do that, Brother Tucker. The pop group Box 9, their new album, Cat and Crab, Trimmed and Burning, that's a few years ago, the Fabian, out of Argentina. Break out the party hats from Dick Deluxe, that's I got to record with him and Brother Steve at Sunset Beach. Deskinsey 4, Right to Know, out of Brighton, England.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese Herbal Medicine, Corpus Calcium, I'm sorry. And I think that's their valley. Jad Fair, High Five Club. That's a U.S. French. And Captain Michigan with Magic Town. And finally, Transfer 2 by Layman. They're SoCal. Influences. I forgot to ask you guys your influences.
This is our favorite part. This is our favorite part.
For me? Well, you know, drummer-wise.
yeah.
Growing up, you know, my favorite drummers were obviously, you know, Keith Moon.
Not obviously, because I have to ask.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Keith Moon, Bonham, Neil Peart, obviously Georgie.
Okay.
You know,
really...
Grant Hart, love him.
Grant Hart,
and Danny Carey, don't forget
Grant's
favorite.
Got to play drums more. You know, he's been playing guitar.
Yeah, he's playing guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the obvious guys like Hendrix or Stevie Ray.
Stevie Ray Vaughan?
Yeah, I love those dudes. I love D-Boone. I don't see love more, like, I feel like I take more influence from bass players than guitar players.
Really?
Like, I love
That's
Flea,
okay.
You, Geddy Lee,
Rush.
Geezer Butler from Sabbath. But
oh, yeah,
players,
yeah, big influence on
Yeah,
him.
Absolutely, yeah. But for guitar players...
I read that he wrote the words.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
Yeah,
you're almost, yeah, for multiple years, he did.
That's
yeah.
so true.
He had the most vision.
Yeah, as far as, like, guitar players, like, for heavier stuff, I love Jerry Cantrell of Miles and Chains.
Yeah,
Frusciante, I love...
John Frusciante,
I love him so much. And Dave Navarro.
Yeah,
I just love his stuff in James. Like, just their tones and their sounds and their style, I love so much.
Phrase.
Yeah.
Logan?
Flea, big influence on me for bass. But then Eric Avery from...
James.
Yeah, and then I like Matt Freeman from Opportunity and Rancid.
Actually, if you talk to Flea, one of his favorite bass players is Eric Avery.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He liked his composition.
Yeah.
Anchored a lot of them songs.
Exactly.
Been caught stealing. That's all bass.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Jake's doing great.
Burke
is amazing.
Great drummer.
And Jacob?
My singing influence is just for, like, my vocals. Because recently I put down the guitar, and so now it's just, Nick on drums, Aiden on guitar, Logan on bass, and I'm just doing just vocal stuff up there. Because the band's a lot tighter like that. That's how we like the format right now. But... anyways,
so singers.
Yeah, vocally, the biggest number one is Maynard from Tool.
Oh,
James Maynard Keenan.
I heard he's got a book coming. I heard.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Autobiography.
Correct. Yeah, he's an interesting person, but I like his style. Stylistically, I really really look towards that. I feel like he does the best of what I really like. And then also, I feel like Josh Homme, from Queens of the Stone Age. Yeah, he also
great singer.
Yeah, he's got a great falsetto. And I was something I don't do a whole lot of that.
I saw him a couple of months ago with Ig.
Really?
Oh yeah.
At the Greek.
Yeah.
Man, I wanted to go.
It's
to
great,
that.
Man.
Just so great. Yeah, and
he put together a real good band for Ig, and they did good.
And spending time with my dear close compatriot Aiden over here, he's reintroduced me to my love of System of a Down. And Serge Tankian.
Yeah,
because when I was
I think
a kid...
he's got a new project coming.
It does. I didn't know that.
Really?
Not really. System.
Yeah.
That's cool. I would love to see more from him because he's such a talented musician and writer. But, when I was a kid, I just worshipped him, like, growing up in middle school. And then I went through a phase where I was like, that stuff's stupid. It's so garish and, overdone and baroque. And, like, it's just all this smoking stuff and... But nowadays, I came back and I was like, you know what? I love this guy's voice. I love his style. I love how over the top it can be.
You know what? I think it's okay to change your mind.
Yeah, it's great. It's fine, right?
I've learned that.
Let's listen to some music.
Why'd you choose me? I'm just a plain, simple girl. No plain, simple. The fastest or the strongest, the smartest in the world. I make mistakes just
food stamps is gone. Can't pay the rent. Hope we don't starve. All our money's spent. Can you help me out? I got the end of the month blues. No one to lend a helping hand. Certainly not what we had planned. Can you help me out? I got the end of the month blues. World's in tatters, no one to trust. Except for my baby, it's Nirvana or bust. Can you help me out? I got the end of the month blues. Rivers are rising, globe's getting hot. We're about to lose everything we got. Can you help me out? I got the end of the world blues. Can you help me out? I got the end of the month blues.
Watt for Pedro show. Just Faith, would you choose? Why'd you choose me out of Pedro? Wovette with Spirit Speaks. Softest with Prophetic Void. Darren Van Koop. Sean. P.K. Dwyer. End of the Month Blues for Skipper Jeff there. And let's see. You ever do busking? That's what this guy does. Busking. He's got a lot of songs about busking. Busking is you put the hat out, right? You sing.
Me and Logan do that, yeah.
You guys busk?
I I do it all the time in Long Beach, honestly. I walk down the street, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's just nice playing for people.
And the end of the day, that's what it's about, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay. And finally, Miles, not Miles Davis, but just Miles. I think his daddy plays guitar for Cheap Trick.
Really?
Rockport, Illinois, yeah.
Right.
Good Heart Sway. Okay, plans for Law. I know you guys got, you're going to do three different recordings. But you were saying something about tours coming?
The long-term goal, obviously, is world domination. But for short-term goals, we are doing the EP first, and then we eventually want to get going with, like, a full-length, probably starting work on that, hopefully, like, December area, maybe.
Yeah.
But, and then right now we're just finishing up the final parts of this tour, the No Fun Allowed Tour 2016, and that'll be done by August. By the end of August, and then after that, it's just it'll just be recording, just playing local gigs and getting out merch, and then hopefully setting up things for next year, because people want to know about you.
Where do they go on the net?
They go type in on any search engine Law LBC, one word, LAWLBC, and you will find links to all of the stuff affiliated with
Long
the band
Beach
Law.
City.
Yeah, Long Beach City.
LAWLBC in a search engine.
Yep, six letters. You got it.
Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Like, but there ain't no website yet.
No website.
Yet,
but there shall be soon.
Yeah, we need to do that.
In the meantime, just put that into the search engine, people. Mm-hmm. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me. We really appreciate it.
Especially early in your career here. I'm glad we got to talk to you about it and turn the people on to the Law sound. And
Law's all about turning people on.
And the Law personalities.
Yeah, that's
an interesting group of young men doing it.
I wish you'd caught us on a day when we weren't getting along because we're more entertaining then. Like right now, we're all getting along and so we're just enjoying each other's company, but we're usually much more entertaining than this. But thanks for having us, man.
It's the Law.
It's the Law.
Yeah.
It's the Law. Fun allowed. It's the Law.
July 14, 2016 edition of the Watt from Pedro Show. People, keep your powder dry.